Welcome to Take It From Us. We're your hosts.
I'm Sophia.
And Jamila, two moms and women of faith navigating the beautiful chaos of life. Here we dive into real conversations where you'll always find a mix of honesty, encouragement, and a little bit of humor.
So grab a cup of coffee or whatever keeps you going and join us as we laugh, learn, and lean on each other in this journey called life.
Back to the Take It From Us podcast.
Yes, welcome back. This is episode number 2, and we kind of just wanted to talk to you guys about who we are, what we believe in, and really just why you should take it from us. Yeah. Because ultimately, I think that a lot of you can relate to who we are and what we believe in. And yeah.
How was your week? What's new?
Our week was good. Kids are back in school. It snowed today, which is wild. It's already melting, though, but the roads were crazy.
The roads are... I mean, it's melting a little bit. Coming in, I slid, and I have four-wheel drive, so...
And then the fires in California are crazy.
Oh, yes. I did see that all over L.A. That is very sad. We'll be praying for everyone in L.A. and California and hope they don't spread further. Those are always scary.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was good. Isla still has acid reflux. We're trying to work through that. Her probiotics seem to work, though. But we're good. We had our housewarming party. That was fun. That was a good time. Not everyone took their shoes off. But I just have to just make sure I'm just looking, like, waist up. Like, I'm not looking down. And then I
took my shoes off for you.
Thank you so much.
I started a shoe pile at the front door.
You did. I appreciated that.
I think that we're going to start with kind of who we are. And, like, ultimately, like, I don't know, maybe morals.
Okay. Yeah. Did you want to talk about how we met each other, too?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about...
I think today is going to be, like, a super casual...
Yes.
...get-to-know-us conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to start?
Sure. Just how we met?
Sure. Let's start with that.
So, how we met, we talked about this last week, the Lifestyle Ladies, which was fun. And then we didn't really talk too much, just kind of like comments here and there on Instagram. And then something that I totally forgot about, you knew my Tia. Do you remember that?
Yes, so when from I post, the gym.
Yeah, so my Tia passed away 3 years ago or so. She pretty much...
What was her name again?
Miriam. Yeah, and I called her Tia. She pretty much raised me. Like, I spent every weekend at her house. Actually, more than that. More than every weekend when my mom was working. So, And then you messaged me and said, I knew her from Define Fitness.
She was like the silver sneakers soul. She did our silver sneakers class. She would always go to the front of the kids club.
And see the kids.
And like look in and say hi to all the kids. It was so cute. She's and she was just best. Like such a happy person to be around.
I love her. She's just so joyful. She lived a long life. But anyways, yeah. That's special.
I did forget about that.
Yeah.
That is special.
That's so special that you knew her. And then what else? We didn't talk too much personally, just like on Instagram and then on TikTok, I think is when we really, connected.
I think that I saw one of your videos sharing your infertility
and
that was in the thick of ours too.
Yes. Yeah. And I had no idea.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And how
I think we wanted to go for tea for, we're like, let's just go get tea.
Uh-huh.
And
then was our first time hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to, what was that, Snapdragon?
Yes.
Snapdragon tea, and we had tea with our girls.
Yeah, that was so sweet. And I look back at pictures, it's so crazy.
They were so tiny.
They were little. They were
that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was it two or three?
I think.
No, two.
Three.
Was it three?
Because
it
was no, 20... maybe like two and a half.
Because it was in January of 2022? 22. Two years ago. That's wild.
Oh, that is crazy.
But yeah, that's where we just kind of connected. And, we've been to Disney together.
That was fun.
Hopefully Disney soon again.
I know.
I've been itching to go back. But yeah.
Got a Disney itch that needs to be scratched.
Absolutely.
Me too.
So that's how we met.
And I think that we ultimately, I reached out on one of your videos.
Yeah.
And was like,
yeah,
I'm kind of going through the same thing. Yeah. And then we decided to start hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How special. Oh my gosh. We need to go back to that Snapdragon tea place.
We should.
But yeah, mutual friends.
Yeah.
We just got closer by sharing about infertility.
Yeah. And then we're both on the other side of it.
It's crazy to even say that.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt there's a lot of like guilt on my end at the very beginning, yeah. because the month that we started sharing about our infertility on Instagram and TikTok mm-hmm. is the same month that we got pregnant.
Yeah.
And I felt like a fraud.
I could tell that you were nervous to tell me because we had a play date that morning. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy. And it's just such a weird feeling when you're going through infertility and your friends get pregnant because you're obviously happy.
Yeah, you're excited.
Yeah, but you're just sad for yourself.
Yeah.
That it's not you.
I explained that to one of my other friends who was pregnant at the same time as I was going through the mm-hmm. infertility stuff. And I was like, just because I'm going through this doesn't take away my joy for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still over the moon for you. But I am sad for me, too.
Yeah, that's a really hard balance. Was it hard for you to go to, like, baby showers and things like
that? I don't think I actually went to one.
You didn't? Uh-uh. On purpose, or there just weren't
there baby showers? There weren't baby showers.
Okay. Yeah, that was really hard for me.
I'm, like, thinking back, I don't think there was a baby shower that I went to.
Wow.
Well, there was one, mm-hmm. but it was for Kaylin, and she's, like, my sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there was no...
Wow.
I was just excited.
Yeah. Wow. Baby showers were really hard for me. Mm-hmm. I kind of had to, like, disassociate and just, like, be there, like, kind of out-of-body experience. I don't even know how to explain it, but... Yeah. I just remember that day. I was so happy for you. Oh, my gosh.
That was crazy.
I wish you would have recorded that.
I wish I would have, too.
That was such a special moment.
I also felt like we were kind of new in our friendship.
We were. Yeah, we were only friends for like a month or so.
Yeah, because I got pregnant, I found out late January. Yeah.
And we hung out that month.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know if I should record her.
I don't know if she wants to be filmed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so talk about how you met Zach.
So, I don't know how much detail we should
go into detail. I want to hear. I don't think I know.
Okay.
I just know when you got engaged.
That's it. In Canada. That was mm-hmm. crazy. So I met Zach at the gym.
Define Fitness?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In 2014, December of 2014.
Yeah.
Is when I met Zach at the gym. And I had a friend of mine tell me, uh-huh. you should get his number for me. And I said,
for her.
Yeah, for her. And I said, okay. And so I sparked up a conversation with him in the sauna at the gym. And we exchanged numbers, and I don't know how the number never got to her.
Oh my
it just
God.
Didn't.
Oh.
I just think it just didn't happen. But ultimately, we didn't talk for a few weeks.
Okay.
And then January came around, and he reached out to me to try a sample of a multi-level marketing thing that he was doing.
Okay.
And so I went to his work to pick up the sample, uh-huh. and that's when he was like, let's go on a date.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, okay, I thought he was super weird. I thought he was like, came on super strong.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
But we went on our first date at Marcello's Grill in Uptown.
It's closed
now.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember ordering a Caesar salad because I did not want to rack up his bill.
Oh my
because
gosh.
I wasn't sure about mm-hmm. him.
Well, you had to have felt a little something because the number didn't get back to the, to the other girl.
Agreed.
Wow. Are you still friends with her?
No, but we didn't have a falling out or anything.
No.
I think she moved away.
She's a coworker.
Yeah. No, she wasn't a coworker. I went to school with her.
Oh,
but
I thought she worked at the gym.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I went to school with her.
Okay, gotcha.
But the night that we met, Nicole was there.
Okay.
My friend Nicole, and then one of my other friends that Zach actually works with now there too. And so it's kind of a small world full circle moment.
Wow, that's sweet.
It was fun.
Oh.
But tell us how you met Ray.
How we met Ray. Okay. So my mom, do you know my mom was a manager at Wendy's?
Mm-mm.
So she was a manager at Wendy's. So she... I don't know how far back I'm going to go. She's been a manager at Wendy's for years, not anymore,
mm-hmm.
but probably like 30 years or so. So Ray worked for my mom in Bernalillo, and I'm not going to say he always had a crush on me. I'm not going to say that, but he would ask my mom, hey, can I take Jamila out on like a date? Can we go snowboarding?
He was sucking up to her.
Yeah, exactly. And it worked. I mean, my mom loves Ray, but he would just like ask, oh, can I take her like snowboarding or can I take her to do this? And my mom's like, no, you're 16. Like she's 14 years old. And so then I started working at a different Wendy's when I was 16, and I did not want to work at Wendy's. I was like, that is the last place I'll work, but nowhere hired me. I tried every store at the mall.
Do you remember going and filling out the paper application?
And I would call and be like, did you get my application? Didn't work.
But, same.
So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm destined to work at Wendy's. So I worked at the Wendy's on 528, and he was the manager there. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh yeah, Ray. I just had always known him. And then, I don't know, this is kind of blurry. We started dating in March of 2018. Okay. I'm not going to get all crazy into it. But yeah, March of 2015, sorry.
I was going to say 2018 was when we got married.
Yeah, right. No, March of 2015. And then our relationship kind of got heavy quickly. Mm-hmm. Not by choice, but his sister that he was really close with, Casey, passed away 5 days after we started dating. And I was 18 years old. He was 19 years old. So trying to navigate like a new relationship and grieve. I've never been through grief to that extent before. Yeah. I think my grandpa passed away when I was 5, so no other deaths in between that. So I was trying my best to, I don't know, just help him and support him as an 18-year-old, which is just not really feasible. So anyways, I won't talk too much about that. I don't think it's really my story to tell, but she passed away from perinatal depression. And if anyone else is going through that, I'll direct you to like caseyscause.org, the Casey's Cause handle. That's a major, major topic that I think everyone should know about or have resources, access to. I met his entire family the day of her funeral, which was insane.
That is insane.
As 18 years old, I was a child. Our relationship just got heavy so quickly. So that's just how we started dating, and we just tried to navigate that, and I think still are trying to navigate through that grief, because it just never goes away.
No, it never goes away.
So
the year that Zach and I started dating, in May of that year, my cousin Devin passed away too.
Oh wow, yeah.
And so that's weird that we both kind of started out, yours was quicker, like sooner than ours, but like both of our relationships started out with a lot of grief.
So that's Kaylin's brother, right? Wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, my
cousin. Oh my gosh. Wow.
That was a crazy thing to navigate too.
Because it's like you don't know how. You just have to go through it to be able to know how. That's it. Like you can't really get advice from somebody. You have to go through it yourself. So.
Yeah. And there's no words to describe grief to that extent.
Mm-mm. You just kind of form your life around it in a way. Yeah. So that is how, that was the beginning of our life, I guess.
Yeah, your whole life.
Yeah.
So Zach and I got married the year of 2018, May of 2018. We had our first baby October of 2020.
Okay.
And then we had our second baby September of 2023. And so he's a year and a half.
JD.
And then we have Sayla, who's 4.5.
Yeah.
And then what years did you have your babies?
I had, so Hala... 26, no, oh my gosh, why am I years? 2019. So, February of 2019, and then I had Isla just 4 months ago.
Yep.
August 2024.
So, I want to hear how you got, not how you got pregnant, don't tell
we
me
know how.
We know how you had, how it happened. So, tell me about finding out that you were pregnant for the first time. The emotions that came with it, what Ray said, like, tell me all the details.
It's, it was a long time ago. It's probably 6 years ago. So, I think we tried for maybe a month or two and we got pregnant right away, which I've come to find out is wild.
Yes.
more recently. But, we got pregnant. I was working as a medical assistant at a women's specialty clinic. It was my favorite job.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
What hospital?
At Loveless. It was fun. So I found out at work with my work bestie. Her name's Madi Soul. And I think I had known I was pregnant because I was hungry and I was moody and I was a little nauseous. And I took a test in the work bathroom and I still have those tests too.
I love that.
And then Where, what else? So I stopped working at that clinic during my pregnancy because I wanted to work at a hospital for some unknown reason. So I switched to press rest in the middle of my pregnancy. So like from 8 to 14 weeks, I was working on an oncology unit while I was pregnant with Sohaila. Oh, wow. And that was, I mean, the job was great because, I mean, working with cancer patients is special. Yeah. But on my end, being pregnant, it was god-awful. Like, it was so hard doing, like, 12, 13-hour shifts. So after that,
I have a question.
Yeah.
I saw something that, like, when people are going through chemo, they're supposed to use a separate bathroom.
Yes.
What was, mm-hmm. So how did that work, working in an oncology unit while you were pregnant? Was there risk?
So, yeah, there was, and I think that they didn't really take into consideration that I was pregnant. I didn't look pregnant until probably, like, 25 weeks, so,
wow.
But they knew, but I don't think, I think because I didn't, like, I wasn't showing that I was pregnant, I think they kind of put me on the back burner a little bit because mm-hmm. I was supposed to be fully dressed in gloves, mask, everything whenever I...
And that's terrifying yeah. because at a hospital, you should be taking mm-hmm. care of the employees yeah. first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would get samples from them with nothing. And maybe I should have looked into it. I just didn't know. Like, this was my first time working mm-hmm. in oncology. But, yeah, it's really scary.
That is scary.
Thinking about it.
So what did Ray think when you told him?
What did I do? I think I did it in a special way. Oh, yeah, I just put the pregnancy test in a little bag with a onesie, and then I put it in the mailbox. I don't know how I did that.
That's kind of cute.
I shoved it in the mailbox, and it said, like, from your Heavenly Father. He was like, what is this? And I think he knew. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd been, like, hinting to it that week. But
you kept it for a week?
No, I had known. Oh. I felt that I was pregnant.
I was
pregnant.
Like, how did you not tell him this same day you found out?
Same day. I just had known because I was, like, hungry and moody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pregnant. But, and I have that video somewhere. Somewhere. But that's
we should, it would be cute to, like,
post them.
Post on our Take mm-hmm. It From Us page.
Yeah, we should
our
do that.
Husband's reaction.
That's so cute. And then our, like, I don't know if you told your parents right away. Did uh-huh. you videotape it? I did that, too.
So, when we found out we were pregnant with Sayla, we had been trying for 7 months.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So this was during COVID, before COVID.
This was right before COVID.
Oh,
we
wow.
found out we were pregnant. I think it was March 18th.
Of 2020.
Of 2020.
Wow.
And I think quarantine started like March 12th or something.
Yeah.
And so that wow. was wild.
Oh, my gosh.
That was wild.
We had been trying for a long time, too.
We had been trying for 7 months, yeah. and I was just at the beginning stages of wondering if there was something wrong.
Okay.
Because it was taking so long. But all the research that I did was like, you have to be trying for a year to yeah. be like having infertility, whatever.
Did you try like the things that you tried recently?
No.
Supplements, no. tracking, nothing like
nothing.
That?
Nothing. Okay. I had zero knowledge. We were not like, we really want a baby right now.
Yeah.
We were just like, let's do it
yeah.
and see what happens
yeah.
because it would be really fun
mm-hmm.
if we got pregnant. But also at the same time, we weren't like tracking ovulation,
gotcha.
Doing apps, like none of that. We were
didn't
just,
even know that was a thing.
No.
Gotcha.
Same. And I honestly didn't even really know my cycle all that well either.
Mm-hmm. Did you have like an app that you're tracking?
Mm-hmm. I had an app that I tracked on mm-hmm. and, but I'd never took an ovulation test
yeah.
or anything. So I just like, we did it when the app said I was ovulating,
wow.
which is probably completely
really?
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder too, if I would have gotten pregnant sooner if I had been
mm-hmm.
tracking.
Yeah.
Wow. But I remember I took a pregnancy test that morning and Zach he was gone for something and he came back and I ran outside with the test and I was like,
Look. Oh, so like he
I
was
don't,
coming in.
Yeah.
Back
I don't think I even videoed him.
Oh my gosh.
Cause I was so shocked.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
he was so excited, but he didn't believe it. He was like, no, I'll go take another one. Like
yeah.
go take another one.
Oh my gosh.
So I took a digital
wow.
and it was like pregnant.
So you were pretty pregnant at that time. Cause
I had to have been.
Yeah.
Because I got a pretty good positive. I was on one of those purple Walmart tests.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I took the digital and it was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had some friends over that day and we were like, look. And it was so fun.
We told people right away, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw people at Walmart that day and we're like, we're pregnant.
I think that's like a weird. And I like, obviously, everybody does what they want
mm-hmm.
with that information.
Yeah.
But to the people who I would want surrounding me. If I had a miscarriage,
yeah.
I want them knowing
yes.
soon
mm-hmm.
that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And it feels different when you have a community of like good friends and family that have your back.
So true.
During good and bad times.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. I think my first miscarriage was in, hold on a second, 2019.
I think that we should go through your like journey if the you're losses. Comfortable with it.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, I think, so we started trying for a second when Sohaila was 11 months.
I was going to say like one, huh?
Barely one. Yeah, hold on a second. I don't know. No, before her second birthday. So she was one and like 10 months. And so we got pregnant right away. Had a miscarriage. I think I was 7 weeks and it rocked my world. I didn't even know which way was up. And it was painful, like just things I just didn't expect, you know, just the entire thing was unexpected. Was so excited. I gave like a little test to Sohaila. I was like, go give it to daddy. And like did this whole thing and told him we were pregnant. Had a miscarriage at 7 weeks. And that year I wasn't strong in my faith yet. Mm-hmm. I think I was getting there. But I immersed myself into reading that entire year. We didn't try, you know, I was like checked out. So I read probably like upwards of 50 books that year. Wow. Because I just was gone. I was like,
what a healthy way.
You think it was healthy?
Yes. You could have indulged into some really unhealthy habits or unhealthy things.
That's right. Yeah.
Reading is probably one of the best decisions you could have made.
That's true. That's true. In the grand scheme of things, it's healthy. Yes. It was healthy. But I think then, that year, I got pregnant again when I wasn't trying, I think in August, I don't know, and had another miscarriage.
How many weeks were you on your second?
I was 13 weeks. Or wait, 13 weeks? I don't know if I should get too graphic on that miscarriage. That was really hard.
I think that
I'll put a trigger warning.
Yeah, let's do a trigger warning now.
We'll put it in like the show notes or something, like
and
a trigger
if
warning.
You don't want to listen to the graphic or, I mean, I think that it's also important that we be as real as possible.
That's
like
true.
This is real life.
This is real life. Yeah.
You can't sugarcoat real life when it's happening to you.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
A lot of people do, and then it happens, and it's coming out of left field, and it rocks you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as much detail as you're comfortable going into, I think that.
Yeah,
it would be good.
I'm comfortable going into detail. So my second miscarriage was in August of 2021. I really don't even know the dates. It's so blurry. But I got pregnant. I was very like, I did not attach myself to the pregnancy or the baby or anything. And I was coaching at this time, coaching volleyball at Cleveland. And I went in for an ultrasound that morning. This is my second ultrasound, I think. And I went in and they said there wasn't, just pretty much to be prepared for a miscarriage. And I kind of was like, you know, I already kind of expected that. And
why did they tell you to be prepared for
I don't remember. I might be getting my miscarriages mixed up. I've had six, if you're listening, and didn't know that. But I get them so mixed up. I don't know if I might be wrong. But
it's okay. It's traumatic, too.
Yeah, it's like, so true. I have not even unpacked this, really, or processed it fully. But I was about 13 weeks, and I went into volleyball tryouts that day. I was so excited because I was like, I get to pick my team. And I felt a gush. I was wearing shorts. It's dead of summer. A gush. And I'm wearing tan shorts. And I run to the bathroom at the high school. And, I just have a gush in the bathroom, and I was able to actually see the baby in the sack this time around, because my first one, it was 6-7 weeks, and I remember just, like, staring and not knowing what to do and just having to flush, and I remember I lost it in the bathroom. Because I had to flush. That was like the main thing. I was like, how could I do this? Like, is there no other way to do this? This is awful, you know? And I'm like in the bathroom that I went to high school in. Like, I used to like gossip and like talk to my friends in this bathroom. Yeah. Here I am at like 23 years old having a miscarriage in this bathroom. So That was so freaking hard. Oh my gosh. I don't cry.
Like, ever.
You don't cry?
No, I don't cry.
Wow. I'm a crier. And
I'm not.
I'm trying to disassociate myself right now so I can, like, get through.
You're doing well.
Get through it. But that was really hard for me. Yeah. And I went back out, and I just said that I had to go. And I told my co-coaches that I was having a miscarriage, and she had shared with me that she had three as well. She understands. And so on. So I continued on, didn't get pregnant again, but that next year I had 4 miscarriages, I think. They were very early, except for one. One was at 9 weeks, and they said, I wish I was more, like, cohesive with my time, but I really have no concept of it. But I had one where I was 9 weeks, and the baby just stopped growing, so that was also really hard. But
Did you ever get a reason why?
So, we did go to Caperton Fertility Clinic. I love them. I'll give Rachel a shout out. She's amazing. And they did everything they could. They did every testing. They did quarterly testing to see what this could be. And they came up with no consensus. Like, they're like, I'm sorry, we can try IVF.
So it's just bad luck?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's insane.
Now, being on the other end, I know that it's completely spiritual, because mm-hmm. we had to go through certain things. Mm-hmm. Ray's diagnosis, his epilepsy, we had to go through those things to be here.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't go through these miscarriages, oh my gosh, it would be a completely different story.
Yeah.
That I'm sure of. But yeah, so we had those miscarriages, another 4, so 6 total. And then
I remember, I think on your 5th, I was pregnant with Jed.
Yes.
And I was so excited when you called me that day to tell me that you were pregnant.
I know. Was that after Disney or before Disney? I don't remember.
I think it was before.
Yeah.
Because I think you miscarried before Disney.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember sitting there being like, oh my gosh, we get to be like pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. But then there was this like little thing in the back of my mind that's like, oh, I like pray to God she keeps it.
Yep.
And then
that was really hard. And because that test was really positive. So I had really high hopes. But after that miscarriage, I like completely checked out. I was so angry. I was so mad. Like, I don't even know who that person is, thinking back to just my mindset. Oh man, yeah. I think
from Disney forward, I could tell.
Yeah,
you could tell. That there was a shift in you.
Mm-hmm. That was really hard. Yeah. And then my marriage suffered. I mean, up until that point, we were doing good. Mm-hmm. Like, we were trying to work, you know, through it, and he was there. I think in general, we hold in our marriage, I think we've done a really good job at holding space for grief, because it started with that. I think we do a good job at letting each other grieve and letting each other talk and being able to listen. But after that 5th one, I was so angry
at everything. Unrightfully so.
Yeah, everything, at everyone. I was angry at God. Unfortunately, it hurts to say that out loud, but I was so mad. And our marriage was suffering, unfortunately. And somehow, don't know how, we got pregnant. Weren't trying. Absolutely, like, actually didn't want to get pregnant because I was mad and I felt like I wasn't in the right headspace. But somehow we got pregnant. And yeah, that's a story about that. And
pregnant
I feel like
with Isla.
And I think that just going back to me saying that everything had to happen in order for us to get pregnant, I'm talking more specifically about, like, okay, the miscarriages had to happen for me to appreciate and to be prepared for Isla in general, because that's a whole nother story. But my husband had seizures and epilepsy, and Isla has seizures and is on the same medication. So if that hadn't have happened, I would not be prepared for this. If the miscarriages didn't happen, I would not be prepared for this mentally, emotionally. So, yeah. What's that story? It's kind of all over the place. Sorry.
I know. And when you... No, it's not over the place. You did a good job of telling it. But I remember when you announced that you were pregnant with Isla.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, over the moon. And then I don't feel like... Just from our conversations, the time that we hung out.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you were attached to the pregnancy until the third trimester.
Oh, yeah. I didn't announce it until 20 weeks. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified maybe isn't the right word. I was just, it was like an out-of-body experience. Like, I took myself out of my body just in case something was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was Isla. And I'll get more into Isla later. But tell me about your struggles with infertility.
So,
and loss journey.
Our quote unquote like infertility journey was a lot less intense and long than most people. But it was still like jarring for me, especially. I don't think it affected Zach as much as it affected me. But we started trying for baby number two probably January of 2022.
Okay.
Maybe a little earlier, because Sayla turned one in October.
Okay.
And so maybe it was like November, December of 2021 that we started trying. So it was just negative after negative. And I eventually started to do some research about my body, my periods, my cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Things that, like, things in my period that indicated hormonal imbalance, whatever.
Yeah.
And I started following this one lady on TikTok.
Yeah.
What was her?
I forget her name, but she has short hair
she
and glasses.
Short hair, glasses.
Gosh, what's her name?
Conceivable.com is her.
Yes.
Is her website.
Mm-hmm. Conceivable.
Conceivable.com.
You put me on to her.
Yes.
I think you did a really good job at researching everything.
Thank you.
Really
I would sit on that woman's lives for like an hour a day, just learning and soaking up things. And I eventually started learning how to track my cycles and was realizing that my progesterone was really low. And that's why I wasn't getting pregnant.
Yes.
We did like the at-home semen test for Zach to see if it was fine, and it was. And so I did know that it was with me. And so I did a lot of research on how to naturally increase your progesterone.
And how was that again? I forget.
I was taking...
The powder, right?
Inositol, pure inositol. I was taking fish oil, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin C, a prenatal. I think that was it. Yeah. I have a video on TikTok of all the supplements that I took that I think that ultimately helped.
Wow.
But I started taking them, and I got a positive. It was a very, very, very faint positive.
And when was this? During that?
Summer of 22.
Okay.
And ultimately, I started my period a few days later.
Wow.
And so that was a chemical. Mm-hmm. They call it a chemical pregnancy.
I don't like that term at all.
It's like, I understand why, but at the same time, it's like...
It's like...
Tomato, tomato.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're just skimming. It's... There's no
Just because it was
it.
Earlier,
no,
doesn't matter.
I don't like that term at all.
So we went through that, and it wasn't like anything like yours. But I just started my period, and it was just heavier than normal.
Yeah, but it's hard when you get a positive,
and then you get
already,
excited.
Mm-hmm, you start to plan.
Mm-hmm.
You start to like plan.
Imagine
out.
What your life is gonna look like
in the next year to come. So
you count the months until your due date, and be like, oh my gosh, a Christmas baby, or
exactly
a New Year's baby, or whatever it is.
Yep.
But. So after that, we didn't get pregnant again until January of 23, and that was when we got pregnant with Jed. So I think we tried a total of 14 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Trying to get pregnant with him.
Wow.
And I remember the cycle that I got pregnant with him, I didn't think I ovulated.
I remember that.
I remember my ovulation tests were all super light. I thought, this is not going to be the cycle. It's okay. I'm learning, I'm growing.
You posted a video right before, and what? I don't remember. You posted a video the day before, and then the day after you had a positive.
Yes. I was like, I don't even know if I ovulated this month or if we caught it in time. And I remember I was tracking basal body temperature as well, and my basal body temperature was whack that
month.
You're
bringing up so many emotions.
I know.
Wow.
And I was like, this is not our month. And then... I remember looking, I have a video of it, we'll post it.
Yeah.
But I remember looking at that test and being like, that's not real. Like, that's a faint positive. Because I was only 90 PO when I was testing. I started testing at 8 days past.
Gosh, it was like yesterday.
I know. All these terms and stuff.
I know, basal body temperature. I don't remember the last time I heard that. Oh, man.
But yeah, and I got that positive test, and I was like, there's absolutely no way.
Wow.
But I took 4 tests that day, and all of them had a faint line.
Oh my
And I was like, okay, like maybe this is real. And so I told Zach, we told our friends that evening, just a few of them.
Yeah.
And then the next day I took another test and it was significantly darker. And I was like, okay, like it's real. And that first day was the longest day of my life. I'm like, what if it doesn't get darker tomorrow? What if it's another chemical pregnancy? Like the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Did you test like every single day, morning and night?
Until I was like 14 or 15 days past ovulation.
Yeah.
So it's like past your missed period.
Mm-hmm.
But then Zach and I went through a lot at the beginning of our pregnancy. We went through some pretty big changes in our marriage and in our relationship.
Yeah.
And ultimately we are stronger from it.
Yeah.
And life is crazy.
It really is.
But Jed was born 9 months later, September. Both of my babies came early.
Do the birth episodes because I just want to hear about your birth again. I know. It's actually one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite birth. Yeah.
Thanks.
I love even the video that you showed me. Oh, that was intense. I want to see it again.
I'll show it to you.
I want to like give birth again just talking about your birth. That was amazing.
So how has your marriage been since motherhood started?
Marriage and life, well, now it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. We're in our, like, how you posted the other day, our ordinary, just, like, calm, nothing going on. Mm-hmm. It's what I've dreamed of for the past couple of years. But it has been hard. I also wanted to touch on raised epilepsy because I think I kind of, like, skimmed past it, past it, in case anybody is having any of these symptoms because it's super important. But Ray, he was diagnosed with epilepsy while we were going through the infertility and losses. Did I tell you this story?
Mm-hmm.
About how, like, I called him and then, okay, I just want to, like, touch on that again.
Yeah, go tell the whole story.
So he was driving to, or no, I'll back it up all the way. So he had been having symptoms that were strange that presented as a panic attack to me. Like, he'd be watching a commercial or a show or something, and he'd just get really, like, his heart would start beating really fast. He'd start sweating. And I was like, I think you're having panic attacks. Like, let's go check that out. And we made an appointment months later, and that same day he woke up when he was supposed to go to his appointment. He woke up, and he was really sweaty. He was yellow as ever, I remember. And he said, what are you cleaning with? And I said, it's 8 a.m. I am not cleaning right now. I'm not using anything. What do you mean? And he was like, no, like that is a really, like, whatever you're using, stop using it. I'm like, I'm not cleaning. So he smelt like a burning chemical smell.
I didn't know that detail.
Yeah.
That is so odd.
That automatically to me was like, you're having a seizure or there's some seizure activity.
I didn't know that was a symptom of seizures.
He still has like that smell too.
Weird.
Yeah. He smells like a burning chemical smell. No one else that smells
it. I smelled that during COVID.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
Not. So that's crazy.
The electrical currencies in your brain are literally misfiring. That's what that is. Isn't that nuts? Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, the human body is wild.
It's insane. Literally just having, it's malfunctioning. So yeah, he was like, what are you cleaning with? I'm not cleaning with anything. And he was really nauseous. So I was like, you need to stay home. But you know, men. So he went to work and he was fine. I remember I called him. I was like, call me when you get to work. He was fine. I went to Sohaila's dance class and I called him again. He was fine. He said he's going to go to urgent care. I was like, great. I dropped Sohaila off at school and I go back home. I was in pre-nursing classes at this time. So I went home to study. And I remember I was having a tuna fish sandwich. I have not had a tuna fish sandwich since this day. But
tuna is gross.
You think so?
Sorry.
I love tuna.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. I made a tuna fish sandwich and I took one bite and I dropped it because I had an overwhelming feeling that something was wrong. I called Ray, didn't answer. Called him again, didn't answer. Called him again and he starts making these weird noises, not making sense, just like out of it. And I thought he was joking. I thought he was just playing around.
Screwing with you because he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's not funny. Mm-hmm. Stop. He hangs up. I call again. He doesn't answer. I call again and somebody else answers. And he says, is this your husband? And he says, I'm in the middle of the road with your husband. And to me, I took that as he crashed and he was ejected from the car.
Mm-hmm.
So then he hangs up and I call the people at work at his job and I say like, oh, like this happened to Ray. He's right outside the shop, I think. And then they see the ambulance and everything kind of gets figured out from there. But I wanted to mention those details of like what seizures look like, because I had no idea. I thought they were panic attacks. I didn't. I thought they were panic attacks, and I just kind of like, oh, brush it off. But yeah, we go to the ER, and he is diagnosed with epilepsy. So
he's been on medication since, right? Mm-hmm. Has he had any more?
He has small ones. Like, he'll still smell like that burning smell sometimes, but they don't present as like a grand mal seizure.
Like a jerking, unconscious type thing.
Okay. Yeah, so he still has those. And I wanted to just preface that because Isla has seizures. Mm-hmm. And I think everything is connected. God is so intricate with his plan. It's actually insane. So when Isla was born, I'm like so off topic. You asked me how life has been.
No, go for it.
But
I'm sure that everybody
now it's good.
Captivated.
Yeah. Yeah. So Isla ended up having seizures when she was born, and we thought that she just had breathing problems. Mm-hmm. So when she was born, they just were concerned with how she looked breathing. Like, she just took really deep breaths, like she was retracting a little bit. They're like, okay, we're gonna take her to the NICU. And of course, that's traumatic in itself, like having to take an ambulance right after you give birth.
Because you gave birth at Rust?
At Rust, yeah. So she had to take an ambulance. And then I took an ambulance a couple hours later, I think. But it turns out she was having seizures. She would like stop breathing for 6 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute. And they were just like, oh, it's probably like apnea. And we noticed it right away. Like, that looks like a seizure, because she would like hold her hand like really close and just like stiffen up, and her tongue would go to the top of the roof of her mouth. Like, that's a seizure. So they did the test, and she ended up having several seizures over the course of the time that she was there. But she's on the same medication, and she's fine now, and we're weaning her off. So, yeah. During that time in the NICU, we found out, I'll go way back actually, when I was pregnant, they had concerns about skeletal dysplasia, which, if you're watching, you don't know what that is. I didn't know what it was.
I don't know what that is.
Like achondroplasia, dwarfism. Mm-hmm. I think there are several types under that umbrella. But
I also think it's important to preface that they said that with Sohaila as well.
Yes. So when I was pregnant with Sohaila, they said, I think your baby may have some type of dwarfism. And of course, being a first-time mom, you're like, what do you mean? I still at the time didn't think anything of it because we're all short. I'm like the shack of my family at 5'4". Everyone else is under 5 foot. So I didn't think anything of it. And she ended up not having any kind of dwarfism. So when I was pregnant with Isla and they said the same thing, I brushed it off. I was like,
we're not doing testing.
Doing testing. And even if I did have concerns, I wouldn't do testing because I don't care. You know what I mean? It's fine.
Like,
but anyways, they had concerns of that. I brushed it off. They had concerns of that when she was born. I brushed it off. But since we were in the NICU for a long time, I said, why not? Like, we're here. Let's just do the testing. So the testing did come back that she has achondroplasia, which is the most common form of dwarfism, as far as I know. And I think that just goes along with how intricate God is, because, wow, we literally binged all the Little People shows for some reason through the years. Little Woman LA, Little Woman Atlanta, Little Woman Dallas, Little Woman New York.
Yeah.
And here we are. She's in the perfect family.
She is in the perfect family.
So that's that story.
And she's healthy.
She's healthy.
She's so cute.
She is our little joy.
She's smiling and laughing.
Our little smiler. So you tell me how life has been during motherhood for you. During your infertility, all of that.
I think that since everything that we went through at the beginning of Jed's pregnancy, we have made space for each other to be more open about anything under the sun.
Yeah. That's really good.
It is. And I also think that it's so important to note that motherhood is the most selfless thing that you will ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's needs come before yours.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I think we're all selfish by nature, but that was such a huge curve to get over for me, was just like not having time or space for myself anymore.
Yeah.
And there's days where I'm more frustrated with that aspect of it than not. But I think that ultimately we're good. Mm-hmm. We do a good job communicating.
Yeah.
Our marriage is healthy. Our kids are healthy. Everybody's all just we can ask thriving. For. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love you guys.
We love That's you guys. Best. And so That's I think, too, it's a fun story to tell how we started this podcast. How it all came about.
Okay.
And that'll be our last point before we go over some announcements.
Sounds good.
So, Zach and I, we have done family dinners with my mom and dad for years. And the conversations that we had at the dinner table were so crazy sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, we should just record
like
it.
Like what?
Oh, I can't even remember. But like there was controversial
yeah.
debates, deep conversations about crazy things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we should buy podcast equipment, set it yeah. up in the middle of the dinner table. Mm-hmm. And record our dinner conversations.
Not even think about it. Yeah. Just leave it there.
Just talk. Mm-hmm. Because some of the conversations we were like, wow, like that was a good topic.
I wish that was recorded.
Me too. So Zach and I had actually bought podcast equipment probably 3 or 4 years ago. A while ago we bought yeah. it. And we planned on starting a podcast. And the equipment ended up in the top of one of our closets. And we
years
hadn't
ago.
Thought about it. Yeah, years ago.
Wow.
And then... I should find it on my phone one day.
And post it.
Jamila texted me and she was like, I feel like God is telling me to start a podcast. Like, I have a story to tell and I want to tell it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy because I have podcast equipment.
It's just crazy. And it wasn't even like I was not thinking about this for a long time. I was just like, I want to tell this
You have
story.
A story to tell, yeah.
And I want to do it in a way that's like respectful, like to... Mm. I led my kids later on in life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not have it like plastered on the internet.
Yeah.
I want it to be where people can like search it up and
yeah.
they can find it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't on my heart for very long, but I don't know. I prayed about it and I was like, you know what? Let me just text her. I think we were going to hang out.
Why
the next
did you
day.
Choose me?
Our conversations for one are great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have so much in common that it's actually mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah.
Like our infertility story. Mm-hmm. And just even our mindsets mm-hmm. are very similar, like with our marriage and our kids.
Yeah.
Our values are the same.
Yes.
And I don't know. You're fun.
I think
I have
so.
A good
I think
time
you're
with you.
Fun too. I think that's funny how it all came about. And I told her, I was like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah.
And we had like our first little meeting. Came up with a name. We had like a whole list of names. This was back in September on Jed's first birthday,
was
actually.
Was it September?
Yeah, September 14th.
Wow, you're right. Yes.
Well, whenever Jed's birthday party was. But we sat down, we talked about what the podcast could be about, what we could name it, and then I think we ultimately decided on the name.
Yes.
And we want to be able to hold this podcast to talk about all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Anything that we want to talk about, we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to limit ourselves.
To like motherhood or like, I don't know.
Faith-based
exactly.
or anything. We didn't want to limit it to one thing. So that's why
yeah.
you take it from us.
That's insane.
It's very broad. September. But we started really planning and ordering equipment and getting thing like details and
yeah.
posting platforms and all this stuff probably
really
November.
It. November. Yeah, right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Gosh,
and then we were all sick for weeks.
Yep.
And then we recorded our first podcast right
yeah.
before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are for our second.
Yeah. We tried to record our intro in the closet, which it turned out good.
It turned out pretty good.
But
we had to re-record.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. This isn't actually insane.
I can't
believe it.
And even if nobody listens, this is a fun creative outlet for
it's
both of us.
So fun. During the week, it's so fun to just write down what I want to talk about or like ideas that we have for the podcast.
And it's like a solid hour of uninterrupted time to
yeah.
just work through thoughts,
mm-hmm.
emotions.
Yeah. And I feel like I learned so much about you, even though mm-hmm. I know you
already.
I know.
Same.
I feel like I'm just learning so much. Wow.
Same. So I think that we want to talk about a few goals we have.
Yeah.
With the podcast. I think that the first and ultimate goal that we both had was to build a community
mm-hmm.
of women and mothers and whoever thinks like we do
yeah.
and can relate to us
yep.
and
you not feel alone.
Exactly. And I think that was our first and ultimate goal. And so I think that we want to have a coffee date.
Yes.
With our listeners
yeah.
and our friends.
Yeah.
And so we are going to talk about dates and times for that.
Let's do that.
I think we talked about Sueños Coffee downtown.
Yeah.
Or we could go to any coffee shop. Yeah,
they have the flights, right?
Yeah, the coffee flights.
I've been wanting to go there for so
long. It's delicious.
Oh my gosh. It's like a crumble, crumble coffee. They have different flavors every week.
It's cool. I love that. And then they have a courtyard that would be really nice to sit in.
I didn't know that.
But maybe when it warms up a little bit because it's cold.
Yeah.
We'd have to pick maybe somewhere indoors.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to plan a coffee date
with
all of our friends and listeners, get to know each other. Do you want to talk about, like, the community connect type aspect of it?
Like, my idea, like, the pen pal. So, I don't know if this is a good idea. You guys can tell us. I really don't know.
We're just throwing out just all ideas. Of our thoughts.
I had this idea to do, like, a, what would you even call it? Like, a mom pen pal. And we kind of play Cupid. So you guys would send us just what you're about, how many kids you have, what you like, who you are. And then we will like match you with another mom.
And you guys can write letters.
You can write letters.
And I think there is something so nostalgic.
Oh, yeah.
About writing a letter and sending it in the mail because today's world is so filled with technology and texting and DMing.
Blue lights.
Videos and all this stuff. But to sit down and take the time out of your day to write another mother a thought-out letter would be so special.
Fun. Yeah.
And so, fun. If that's something you're interested in, we'll put a poll on our Instagram. Yeah.
And then on Spotify, you can leave comments. So leave comments on your thoughts. Well,
It'd also be helpful if people rated our podcast, right? I don't know all the ins and outs of this, but I always hear other people say, like,
subscribe and leave comments
and rate the podcast.
Yes.
And that helps the platforms push us out?
Yes. And like sharing. An algorithm? Like sharing with your friends, like copying the link will help us, and sharing it with your friends, anyone you think would be interested in listening. And yeah, I cannot believe, honestly, thank you so much for listening. I cannot believe. I thought we'd have like a little, you know, a little New Mexico square. We'd have a couple dots
like
in there.
30, 40 people.
Yeah. We have, it's just all over
100 over country, across the country.
Which is crazy. Like who, like I said last week, I can't even imagine strangers
like
listening.
All over the place. Like if you're listening from a different state than New Mexico,
let us know where you are.
Where are you from and how the heck did you hear about us? Because our socials are not big.
No.
They're very local, everything. I think that is so cool. Yeah. If you're listening from across the United States.
That's really cool.
Or even one of our neighboring states. It's still crazy that
let us know.
People actually want to listen.
Yeah. Let us know how you found us. Because I would love to know.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for listening and
we are planning our next episode, and it's going to be a very, I think it's going to be a deep,
it's going to be deep
conversation.
It's going to be deep. We have to do a lot of reading, I think, beforehand, but it's going to be
reading,
fun.
Reading, planning, and note taking.
Yes, because I have not heard this talked about before. So,
me either.
Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us today.
And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.